Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Falcon fans. We know you love football, and I'm sure you love college football. And each week, Anthony Goldman and I, as well as friends and guests, get together and talk college football on the College Football Debrief.
That's right, John. And, of course, you'll get game recaps, game breakdowns, inside analysis on coaching. But the most fun part about this, it's two guys talking college football that love college football and are passionate about the game.
You can catch our podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud, whatever your podcatcher is. And rumor has it, Anthony and I will have a tailgating segment. Fry up the steaks, Anthony.
Can't wait, John. Got the smoker going.
It's College Football Debrief. Everything you want to know about college football and more.
On your phone, laptop, mobile device, any stream of service you desire, John, we are there.
It's the College Football Debrief.
Hey, we want to go to New Orleans and see a game. I think she's going a couple more times, man. Your boy said we were welcome anytime, right?
Yeah, he did.
Got a free car ride and a free hotel stay.
I know, but we're not playing New Orleans. We just go to go.
Play New Orleans one more time.
No, we already did.
No, that was the second time.
Oh, yeah, that was the second time. You're right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Q, are you ready for the show?
Right.
Man.
You all there?
Nope.
Not at all.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up? What's up? What's up? And welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Negro Dallas predicts he's never wrong 90% of the time.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Negro Dumas. And we're also joined all the way from the West Coast by the notorious vid maker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's going on, Aries?
Yay, yay!
What's going on, guys? It's been a long season. Long season.
Very long. And you know what? It ain't even over.
No. I have this coworker. Oh my God! When we beat the Saints the first time, because he's a Saints fan, and he'll come into where I work, and you know what I'm saying, every week, oh, y'all lost again, huh? Oh damn, y'all, you and them Falcons, you lost again. But when we beat them, he was nowhere to be seen. He showed up a week later.
Oh yeah, that's what they do, man. That's what they do.
Then on Thanksgiving, he showed up on his day off. It's a freaking gloat. You know how annoying it is?
Where you get it?
See somebody show up on their day off just to rub it in your face?
Yeah, man. I get it, man. Trust me, I get it. I ran into my boss, who's a Saints fan as well, and I hadn't seen her in over a week. And she was quiet over the holidays, no text or anything. But as soon as I got there this morning, here she goes. So I get it. But anyway, so hopefully, I don't know where Hoop is. He may call in, may not call in. And LG, he's sleeping somewhere, I guess. Who knows? But all right, we'll just beat us, man. The three amigos, we can knock this out. And I know it's been a while since we've done a show. you know, the holidays, and people have been doing stuff, and I've been dealing with house issues and vacation and all that kind of stuff. So we're back now. So we got a lot to talk about, and we're gonna just jump right into it, fellas. Sounds good?
Yeah,
do it.
All right. All right, fellas. Well, we got two losses. We're back, you know, back where we started from again. Yeah, I'm gonna call it, you know, that like the Cinderella effect, man.
Yeah, man, we started from the bottom and we're still here.
Exactly. We're still here.
I tried to tell y'all on the last show with OG, but y'all didn't listen.
I know. And that was a good show too. I listened to that, man. It was a good show, man, and they had me fooled. I wouldn't say it. They had me fooled, man. I thought,
who you want, same on you.
Yeah.
I was just being hopeful. That's all that was. I mean, you know, I can't turn my back on my squad.
Exactly. You know, I thought they were like, you know, they had got the new dress and ready to go to the damn ball and you know, and be the belle of the ball. And now the clock struck midnight and they're back to goddamn pumpkins again.
I don't like them black unis. Yep. I mean, I like the way they look. I just don't like them because if you look at it, look at it over time, they've lost more time than they've won in those black uniforms.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Georgia. Like, with them black uniforms, Alabama came to Athens and kicked the shit out of them.
I like the unis, man. I'm not going to blame the unis, man.
I like the way they look. I just don't like, you know what I'm saying, them actually playing at them, that's all.
Well, I think if they would have wore the red unis, it would have been the same damn thing. But,
I agree.
But at this point, man, you know, I guess we're going to start looking at 2020 and 2021. Because this season.
And a new coach.
Yeah, maybe not. We don't know, man.
We don't know.
I think after the Panthers. Yeah, after the Panthers let go of Ron Rivera today, I was kind of like, writing's on the wall for Dan Quinn.
Yeah. Well, just in case you didn't know, you bet on a rock somewhere. Falcons lost to the Panthers. Well, first we lost to the Jameis Winston. Man, Jameis owns us. Ain't that crazy?
No, he does not. I don't know where you getting this from. This is owns us, man. That's the second time.
No, look at this record. Look at his record.
That's the second time he's beaten us in 3 years.
But it's the way he beat us and how bad he beats us, man. It's just like we make him look like he's like the second coming of Byron Leftwich, I guess. I don't know.
Nobody.
I don't know who.
But you know, he's been, you know, and he tried to give us the game, and we still couldn't beat him. He gave us two
picks. Yeah.
I mean,
it's that O-line. I blame the O-line.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that. But they beat us. The Bucks beat us 35-22. And then, of course, that Thanksgiving massacre.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
The Saints came back and they had their payback. They beat us.
We saw that coming, though.
We saw that coming, right?
Did you really think we were going to beat the Saints twice in one season?
I was hoping we would.
Yep. And they almost did. I mean, let's be real. They almost did.
Yeah. It wasn't as easy as it was when we whooped them. But we started out. Well, I don't know. Anyway, they beat us in
every. As soon as I saw that block punt, I said, "Oh no! This is that year where the dome opened up after Katrina."
Oh yeah,
remember? That's how that game started. Michael Vick was still here. It was a block punt, and it went downhill from there.
Yeah.
And remember, I've been trying to tell you about that boy Taysom Hill. I've been trying to tell you about him, man.
I know.
Dude caught touchdown passes, blocked the punt. He's the truth, man, and he's a third-string quarterback.
Well, let's get into all that. We'll get into all that, man. And I want to thank everybody for checking out the What's Up Falcons podcast. Make sure you hit us up with your text messages at 404-919-8683. And subscribe to us on Armchair All-American and iTunes. All right, fellas, let's just go ahead and get into this good, bad, and ugly of these last two games, and we'll just do it from there. What was good that you've seen on these last two games? What good do you have?
The last two games, I really don't have a good, man. I don't think there was any good. I mean,
there was some.
I can't remember if there was some. I mean, I honestly can't remember. I really don't have a good, man. The offensive line, to me, big disappointment after 2 weeks of looking great. And then the defensive line and the pass rush. Right. Looked horrible after 2 weeks of looking good. A lot of people were fooled. They thought we were back. But we were not back.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't like Backstreet Boys. All right. Aries.
We were set back.
Aries, you had any good over the last two games? Panthers?
Okay, let me go with the Saints game. Young King Cook. Or
Young King. Young Hoku.
Young Hoku.
Hoku. Young Hoku.
I gotta give it up to him. I mean, to pull off three successful onside kicks in one game. That was awesome. So,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna set my good right there, and that's where it ends.
No, that's a good man, because he was looking. He had us pissed off for a minute, missing that field goal, but he more than made up for it with those three onside kicks. Did y'all see that little clip they showed of him practicing, and he did like a flip and then kicked the ball? Backflip?
No, I must have missed that.
Yeah, look him up on YouTube, man. He does like trick kicks, and they got him doing a kick, and he like does a complete backflip and kicks the ball. So that kind of explains why he was able to make the ball do what it did when he did the offside kicks, because he's pretty good at doing like trick kicks. So that's a plus. Matt Bryan couldn't do that.
I saw it. Not impressed.
Matt Bryan would have tried. He'd have pulled his other hamstring.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I have a good, man. I'm going to, you know, give up the goods when the good's there. And my biggest good, I'm just going to give it up to our young players, man, especially on the Saints game. I'm going to give it up to Calvin Ridley. I'm going to give it up to Jaden Graham, and give it up to Russell Gage. They actually had decent games, man.
You know? I agree with that. Russell Gage did get his ball on. He showed that Justin Hardy is gone.
Right.
So he showed that he can come in and take that spot.
Right. And Calvin really was balling out of control too, man. He pulled out, you know, some incredible catches, and I was really proud of Calvin. You can tell he stepped his game up from last year and the previous year. So the offense is not that great, but those guys give me hope for 2020, because you know the younger guys are really stepping
up. It's gonna be a spring cleaning, I'll tell you that. Spring cleaning.
And they were missing Julio. Don't forget about that.
They were, but
I think if they had Julio, they probably would have won that game. To be honest,
right. But our wide receiving core is pretty good. That's probably the best thing we have going for us right now. All right, Q. I know you have a bad, man. Give me a bad.
From which game? Both. I don't even know.
Both. Anything.
I don't know. I had to say the defense, man. Defense let me down both games, I think.
Right.
Defense. I'm going to go defense.
All right. They weren't that bad on the Saints game, but they were atrocious on the Panthers game. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Tampa Bay?
Yeah. What about you, Aries?
I'm going to go with the O-line. If the O-line would have showed up, they probably would have had a better chance with the Panthers game. But I mean not Panthers, but the Bucks game.
Right.
Because, I mean, Matt couldn't get nothing going. What were you sacked, 9 times?
Yeah.
By the Bucks? Come on now.
Yeah.
9 times by the Bucks?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It is. It is, man. Matt, he was seeing ghosts, I'm sure. All right. Well, my bad, man. I'm going to give it to Derek Cotter for running those same predictable, lackluster offense in these two games, man. I'm like, he has to go. That retread ain't working. He's still the same old Dirk. Still boring. Still vanilla. Everybody knows what he's going to do. So I'm done with Derek Cotter. So he's my bad.
Which is a trip, because when he was head coach of the Bucks, he had one of the best offenses in the league. It's just they couldn't get nothing going. I mean, they right. put up yards. You know, so it's weird to me. I mean, it's kind of like what he did to when he first got to Tampa,
right.
that he did love dirty as hell. He did love dirty. And then when Love got fired, Dirt got put in the head coach spot, and then it was a different story. The offense looked completely different. So.
Right, right. No, I agree. All right, well, Aries, got an ugly man?
Just the fact that we're, what, like 3-9 or 3-10, something like that?
I don't even know what we are anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's ugly. What about you, Q?
Yeah. I think Aries just said it. You got a great team, a really, really, really good team, and with a lot of potential. And we're at the bottom of the division. We are in last place.
Right. Yeah. It's not pretty. All right. Well, my ugly man, I'm going to piggyback off of Aries's bad. I'm going to give it to the offensive line for getting beaten on a regular basis for two games. But not. But I'm going to go a little step further. I'm going to point somebody out in particular on the O-line. Is Jake Matthews. He should be ashamed of himself to have the name Matthews and allow his quarterback to get sacked. But if you combine both games, what, about 15 times?
I wouldn't say it was Matthews. It was more on the other end. They were coming around that weak side with the rookie. They was giving him hell.
Yeah.
They was pushing that side harder. Jake Matthews held his ground, though. He did, you know, he gonna do so much.
He can only do so much, but he was getting worked in that Saints game, man.
Yeah, he got worked.
He was getting worked.
Yeah, but Cam Jordan was the one getting, you know what I'm saying, putting on all the pressure. And right. Jordan was coming off that side with Caleb McGarry,
yeah. But see, but he's a rookie, though, so I can't really blame him as much.
And that's why they put Jordan on that side, too.
Right. But anyway, hey, man. When your quarterback gets sacked that many times, you know, I'm blaming the guy that you picked in the draft a few years ago that was supposed to help this, and it has a legacy last name. I got to call him out. Shame. But that's just my...
Let's do a quick fact check.
So that's my ugly. All right, fellas. Hey, listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, so we did a good, bad, and ugly. I guess we have no injury report, unless Q has something.
Julio's hurt.
Nah, I don't help. Ooh, yeah, Julio's hurt. That's about like all I got. Yeah. I wasn't prepared for an injury report because you didn't send me a text message, Rock.
I know, my bad, but hey, man, you know, I got a lot going on. But also, Devontae Freeman's hurt. I found that out. He was injured in the Saints game.
That's right. When is he not hurt, man?
I know.
Ever since he got paid, he's been hurt on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is this week, in Atlanta, we didn't have a Falcons game to watch, obviously, on Sunday because they played on Thursday. So I ended up watching Baltimore, and nobody wants to play Baltimore right now. Good gracious. Yeah. But I ended up watching Baltimore 49ers, and Coleman looked good. I'm like, man, damn, imagine what could be.
I told you from the get-go. I liked Coleman better than Freeman from day one. I'm on your bandwagon, dude. I agree now.
But you know what? I do too, but I don't think it would be different if we kept him. I don't think the outcome would, he would be balling out of control, because I think we just are so messed up as this whole squad.
That's kind of hard to say, because you can do different things. Coleman can catch out of the backfield. Hill is still trying to learn, and you got what's the other one? The little
Edo Smith, or
just too small. Edo Smith is just too small. So I mean, Coleman is a bigger, faster back. So there's no telling what kind of schemes, you know, Sim, that you would have been able to put together, or what kind of moves he would be doing. So I wish the man the best.
I do too. I do too, and I like
him.
Go ahead, Keith.
I was gonna say, I think that's the problem with Coleman. I mean, with Freeman is like, he's a small back. We have a bunch of small backs. So now, first and goal, you're trying to run some power plays with a small back. Yeah, he's going to get injured, especially if your offensive line sucks.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. With that O-line, I don't think anybody can be successful as a running back, man. We're just a damn hot mess, man. And I think...
as far as, like... just a player in general. I mean, I'd rather have kept Coleman,
right,
and let Freeman walk. Yeah.
It's looking like they may end up doing that.
I think they're both the same player. I just think Coleman has better circumstances up there in San Francisco.
Yeah, I definitely think that, because when he was here, he was good, but he wasn't what we were hoping.
But he was a backup.
Right, exactly.
Now he's in San Francisco and he's a premier back.
Exactly. I just think that, we have too many problems, so we have to fix our interior problems before anybody can shine. All right, well, let's switch gears, man. Instead of rehashing how bad this team is, let's start looking forward, man. I mean, I know everybody's been talking about Chase Young and we need to, tank for Chase and all that. I'm not for tanking for Chase, but I am starting to think, do we need him now? Do we need him? Not tanking for him, but do we need to do things to try to get him if we can? What do y'all think?
Hey, right now we're in the top five as far as picks, right?
Yeah, I think who's worse than us? Cleveland?
No, they have four or five wins.
Miami. Miami's worse than
Miami. Miami has about four wins.
No, yeah. Miami has four wins. I thought Miami had like only two.
Miami's creeping up. They're creeping up.
Yeah, because they just...
What about Arizona then?
Arizona might have the number one pick, or the Giants. I know the Giants are up there too, with one or two wins, maybe three. So it looks like Atlanta could be top five, and all these other teams would pretty much be looking for a quarterback. So we might be have a shot at him,
right?
But I don't know, because is Chase Young that guy? Is he that, the next Von Miller or something like that?
I don't know. Well, the name that I've been hearing people kick around as well is Derek Brown from Auburn. I heard that he may be even a better fit than Chase Young.
Cincinnati. We forgot about Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati. They don't have no win. So yeah.
They got their first win over the weekend. They got one win.
Really? Who they beat? Oh my God! Who? You got to be a sorry ass team to lose to Cincinnati.
Who did they beat, Q?
I don't remember.
Well, Q, we were talking about Chase Young, and if we need him, and I heard that Derek Brown has been kicked around from Auburn.
Yeah, see, I missed that Auburn game too. That Auburn Alabama game. I missed that
one. Oh yeah, that was good, man. That was a good game. Alabama is done for this season, at least.
So Georgia.
Georgia has a chance.
Yeah,
Georgia has a chance.
They do.
There's only two teams in the league with worse records than us, and it's Cincinnati and the Giants.
But do they
Cincinnati
need...
with the one win and the Giants with two wins.
But like Ari said,
need a back. Yeah. Giants don't need a quarterback. But the Bengals might. They might go quarterback, especially that guy who's coming out of LSU. He seems like the real deal.
So does anybody else need Chase Young's skills better, worse than we do? I don't think so.
No. But I mean,
what spot does he play? Excuse me. What spot does he play?
Defensive end, I believe.
Yeah, he's defensive end. Okay. He would be what we hope hoping Vic and Tack was going to be.
Oh man, there's a lot of teams out there that could use a defensive end.
Yeah, but right
look
now,
look at the Cowboys.
I think the Giants, yeah, but they'll be behind us. I think the Giants might take him if they're ahead of us. But depending on the end of this year, I said the Giants can win one more game at least, and then that would put us at number two.
Right. And so, like I said, if he's gone, we still may have a chance to get Brown if Brown's available. So,
yeah, I need to watch.
We still
Brown's
have a chance to win some. We still have a chance to win some games too.
Let's see. We have Frisco next week.
We got the Panthers. They fired their coach today. There's a chance we can win that game. We got San Francisco. Probably not going to win that game. We do have Jacksonville after that. Well, I think we can beat Jacksonville because Nick Foles came back last week and he looked horrible. And then we finish the season with Tampa Bay. I mean, if this Falcons team is what we think they are, they could possibly beat Jacksonville, Tampa Bay.
Okay, so that's five.
And Carolina. Let's say we split with Carolina. Let's say the only team we don't beat going forward is San Francisco, which, you know, San Francisco is a really good team right now. But who knows? I mean, you know, the Falcons going up against their old offensive coordinator, they might show up. I don't know.
What are you saying, Aaron?
These last four games are crazy.
I don't think they beat Jacksonville. Just a simple fact that Jacksonville has a really good defense.
Yeah, but Jacksonville laid a big giant egg over the weekend, though.
Yeah.
True, they did. But
Nick Foles came back and
they weren't playing Atlanta.
Right.
But they weren't playing Atlanta. And it seems Atlanta just lets everybody run right at home. Besides those three we have now.
The rules.
Well, if you think that's the case, then I think we lose the remaining four. Maybe with the exception of beating Tampa Bay the last game of the season.
I think because of it being the divisional game, we have a chance of at beating Carolina and Tampa. But other than that, I don't know.
I agree. I think we'll beat Tampa because we played them so recently. And the Panthers, we might have a good chance now since they don't have a coach. They're going to have a new coach and no Cam. But let me post this to you then, since those are Chase is the popular choice, and we definitely need to address our pass rush. What about quarterback picks? I mean, I know people are like divided about Matt Ryan. They give him heat and all that kind of stuff. But if we lose out or have a great option to get better picks, should we go ahead and start grooming Matt's replacement? While we can't get a good
push, not this so. Year, then next year, yeah. But there's definitely time. I mean, that's like 30.
If we have, because we got a second round pick for Muhammad.
Oh, we did.
Got a second round pick, right? Okay.
I didn't know, dude. I guess we did.
Yeah, I think it was it was a second round pick.
From the Patriots, yeah.
Patriots. So that would give us two second round picks. You can package those up, move back into the first round, and potentially grab the next quarterback for Atlanta. So I mean, it's always an option, but I don't think they'll do it. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's an option. So.
Right. I don't know. I mean, after, you know, I think they definitely should consider that. But I don't think that.
I mean, is this quarterback an issue at this point?
No, I don't think it's a priority. But I think if it happens,
and you have Matt Schaub backing up Matt Ryan.
And look at all with all like you said earlier.
Matt Schaub's a decent quarterback.
Matt Schaub is 40 years old.
Yeah, but Q, like you said earlier about the.
So it's Tom Brady.
The backup. Well, the
Matt Schaub is not Tom Brady. Don't even say that.
Stop it. But the backup quarterbacks have been doing good for other teams. Even the third string quarterbacks have been doing good for other teams. We don't.
Like Pittsburgh.
Right.
I like our third string quarterback. It's just he's, you know, when he got hurt that preseason, that really kind of killed it off. But I like he has a good arm.
Right.
He's accurate. So.
But do you roll with him as Matt's successor?
With everything.
That's what I'm saying. It sucks he got hurt during preseason because I would have loved to see more of him and see what he has. Can he handle a whole game? Because that fourth preseason game, he would have played pretty much the whole game.
Right.
You know, so I would have liked to see that more, but you know, so I want to see him more, and I don't know.
And you know, but what?
That's for sure. That's one thing I know.
With everything going on, are you really worried about a quarterback right now? We have a decent quarterback. It's other things on the field.
True.
Not working for us, you know.
But you know what, Q? But I hear you saying that, but I don't think there's much more we can do with that O-line. Maybe as far as picking players, I think that may be able to be fixed with coaching, a better O-line coaching. Because
You can spend money during the off-season to get some better.
We've done that, and it hasn't done crap for us. I mean,
but we really haven't, have we?
Yes. We threw a lot of money in it. We did it last year.
Yeah, we threw a lot of money in the offensive line. Well, we need to throw money into the defense then.
No, well, we'll address that with, like, defensive ends and stuff like that and that, but I'm saying, like, the O-line, I don't think we should spend that much more money in the O-line. We should get a better coach, but other things that we need, defense, pass rush should be number one, I think. And then definitely start thinking about a quarterback, if not 20, then 21. But
Matt Ryan's not getting any younger. I don't think you need to worry about him next year or the year after.
Yeah.
I think you're probably still 3 to 4 years away from worrying about Matt Ryan. I mean, he can still deliver that ball, especially when Julio's on the field. Their chemistry is good.
Yeah.
Chemistry is good with Ridley.
Exactly.
Quarterback, you're fine. You just need to find a way for him to stay on his feet and not get sacked 15 times in 2 games.
Right.
That's the most common issue. And then the defense, you need a pass rush, and then you need defensive backs that aren't going to get penalties called against them for pass interference.
Right.
All the time, consistently, every single game you watch.
Right.
How many times do you think that the defense is going to get called this coming game for pass interference? Over, under, I'm going to say they're going to get called at least twice. If you don't think they're going to get called at all for pass interference or something on the deep, on the
defense,
on the deep one.
What's his name didn't do too bad. Office replacement. He did pretty good. He didn't get too many penalty flags, and Trufant didn't.
But for most of the season, though, that's been a big Achilles heel. Defensive penalties, man.
That looks like we kind of cleaned that up a lot. It started off real bad, but we look like we cleaned that up a little bit.
I don't know.
We can't just keep foreign players and, you know, like the damn carousel of players and keep putting somebody in.
I still do not like Oliver.
Oliver, yeah. But we can't just keep trying, guys, because we keep doing that. I mean, we can do that forever. I think they just
it comes down like what, you know what I'm saying, Hoop always saying, it comes down to coaching.
Yeah.
He's always said that. And you have to find the right coach to develop
Aries, Aries, are you serious right now?
Mr. Chairman?
Are you serious right
now? Mr. Chairman?
Quinn? I mean, wasn't he part of the Legion of Boom? Did he have any part in that?
He knows how to handle personalities. That's what Dan Quinn is good at. He can take a player and put him in the right spot. But as far as, because like I said, the Legion of Boom was already there when Dan Quinn was there. He just knew how to control that team and make them play to what fits them best. You know what I mean? So it's just, we need a defensive coach to help these corners and safeties. I'm talking about like a defensive back coach. I don't mean a head coach. A defensive back coach to help get these corners and safeties to play
better.
A whole lot better.
If DQ can't do it, I'm wondering who's going to do it. I mean, like, who fills this spot?
I want the guy from Stanford, to be honest.
A college coach?
Yeah, the head coach of Stanford. I'll take him.
Oh, man.
Well, I feel like that's a road we don't want to go down.
Well, let's start talking about that then. We can move on. That brings up a good segment. Should we give DQ one more season? Or should we just call it? I pretty much know what you guys are going to say, but
hell no.
So you done with him, Q?
Damn, that's a tough one for me.
I don't know his overall record. I need to look up his overall record, but I mean, yeah, I think we are done with him. I mean, look at last year and the year before. I mean, 2 years in a row. I mean, we're not even going to reach 500 this year. I mean, that's a big sign right there. You let Smitty go.
Yeah, but
under the same circumstances.
But Smitty was here longer, though.
No.
Yeah.
You know? And I think I brought that up because, you know, yeah, where everybody's mad at DQ.
Hold on.
You know, DQ about all that. But if you look at it, the time he's been here, man, I mean, he's learning. And he's learning what to do and what not to do. He's learning his limitations. But he cares. He's not. I don't think he's as arrogant as people are making him out to be. I think he wants nothing better to make it work. So that's why I was kind of second guessing. Do we let him go, or do we give him one more season?
More
stipulations, you know. What do you think, Aries?
That's hard for me. Because I mean, I like Quinn. I like what some of the things that he's done, but it's just right.
I think you're delaying the inevitable.
I think the players have had enough of Quinn, and they're not all in.
Right.
Some of the players I know.
He's a modern day Jim Mora.
Rico backs him and all that, but.
Right.
I don't know. It's just, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. It's, I want what's best for the team, right. Pretty much. And so if it's letting Quinn go is it, then I'm all for it.
But then we got to go through this whole thing again.
Exactly. And that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. And then during this process, we're going to lose prime years of Julio, prime years of Matt. And it's just like, you know, you get a good coach, but then you got to find a quarterback again. Calvin Ridley could step up, but I don't think he'll ever be a Julio. So it's just like, we want to go through this crap again when we were just there. I don't know. What say you, Q?
If Dan Quinn would have won that Super Bowl, what was that, 2017? I'd say hang on to him. But the fact that he lost it, and then since then, he's done nothing. I don't know. I think it's time for DQ to go, and I think it's time for a new general manager. I think it's time for a real big shakeup in Atlanta. The only thing is I don't know who replaces those guys, and that's the issue. It's like, you know, like who replaces those guys? I don't want a college coach because we've seen that a million times, and it hardly works out with the exception of. Of the guy in Seattle,
Pete Carroll.
Exactly. Who are we going to get? And I hate saying that. I hate when people say that. But it's to the point where it's like, that is a real question. Who do you pick? I mean, and how do you know that's going to be a recipe to make the turn this around? Because you got to throw TD in it. If we're getting rid of Quinn, Thomas is definitely gone. And I mean, Thomas has been hit or miss too. He's given us some good stuff.
No.
He's given us Grady Jarrett. Then he's, you know, he's not. But let's talk about his evaluation overall.
Yeah, and he also gave us Vic Beasley. So, I mean,
yeah. He gave us Vic Beasley, who has no position at all, if you ask me. He plays no position. And you got Tack. Tack gives you effort. And we like his effort, but the results are not been what we thought they were going to be.
I think if Tack had somebody to his same on the other side, it would be a different outcome. If you have two edge rushers that's pushing all the time,
right?
One of them is going to get to the quarterback, and Tack shows that he has the grit, he has the, you know what I'm saying, manpower to get there. It's just he doesn't have any help.
Right.
Excuse me. And then would you like to rephrase that statement?
Grady Jarrett push up the middle. So,
and then as far as over evaluating, he brought us Jake Matthews, which we've been pretty happy with Jake Matthews. But I think we took him too high when we took him.
I agree.
Now, we have problems with under-evaluating players. We under-evaluated Grady Jarrett. We got him later, and he plays better than our number one pick that year, which is
not necessarily because that year defensive players, they were like stacked with defensive players that year, and even though Grady was taken in like what, the fourth, fifth round, right, he had a second or third round grade on him, so he was highly, you know what I'm saying, looked at. It's just the defense was so stacked that year. He ended up falling that far. So,
well, he's
playing for his grandma though.
that's Tack.
Oh, my bad.
And Deion Jones, who's hit or miss, you know. And then y'all are hit or more or miss on Deion.
I'm calling him a.
I like Deion.
Yeah. Deion's a diamond in the rough. People didn't think he was going to be as good as he is.
That's what I'm saying. We under-evaluated him.
Well, the other teams under-evaluated him, but we took Deion in the second round, I think.
Was it the second round?
Okay. Yeah. Because they picked up Keanu Neal in the first round.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, because Keanu Neal was a late first round pick.
And that's another thing. TD has been notorious for picking these top picks of players that are injury prone. I know there's no way to know that, but I think we've had like the most injury issues with our top picks. Look at Freeman. Look at Keanu. Look at it. Tack came in with a shoulder injury. It's just like, if it's not one thing, look at the guy that we just got. He's not even able to play. We still haven't seen him, Lindstrom.
I heard they cut a defensive player that they just picked up. They cut him. I forgot his name.
They cut who?
He was a defensive end.
Oh. But I'm just saying, man, our whole evaluation process, I think it's time for a new look. Definitely with that. So I think even over Dan Quinn, I think TD, I think we've been there, done that. And I think it's time to find someone else who can evaluate players better than what he's been doing. He gave us some good stuff. I'm not mad at him, but I think it's time for us to move on.
I don't know if it's that easy, though. I think he has a position
no,
in the NFL
Thomas Dimitroff. I think he serves on the board or something, doesn't he?
Wait, no, he did. Arthur can let him go.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants to. He just, you know. Yeah.
He's just held on him for many years too long.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, no job is perfect that you're gonna keep forever. You know, something it's gonna go start going south in your performance or whatever at the same job. So I definitely think
Dimitroff. I think he serves on the NFL board rules committee or something where you might want to keep him around just because he does that. I think that's why he stuck around for so long.
So you want
he has another job outside of just being the general manager for the Falcons.
So should we just put him in a different position besides general manager?
I should let his ass go.
All right. Hey, listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, fellas. Well, let's go back to quarterback talk. So, you know, we know our quarterback. We still love him. And, you know, he's going to be, you know, a Hall of Famer, definitely. But let's just do let's play a fantasy quarterback game. And that means that you can pick any quarterback that you want right now that's playing for the Falcons. Who would it be and why?
For the Falcons? Oh, I thought you said any quarterback. I was going to go Lamar Jackson.
No. Yeah, you can pick him. Any quarterback. Man. You can be on another team, but who would you rather have for your quarterback right now?
Either Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson.
Pick one.
Or Brady. I can't pick one.
Gotta pick one.
There's so many playing at a high level. There's three of them playing at a really high level right now.
You can't hog a cue. Pick one.
Lamar Jackson, he's going to break Michael Vick's single season rushing record, and he can throw the ball. Let me take Lamar Jackson. Aries, I'm interested to hear about you.
Yeah, Aries, who do you pick?
That's a hard one. I'm gonna have to go Pat Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
I can see that. See that. That's fine too.
And you know what? That's who I was gonna pick.
But Pat Mahomes comes with Andy Reid. Andy Reid picks good plays and put Pat Mahomes in a really good situation. So
right. So you don't think he can do that?
I don't know if he can do that in Atlanta with Atlanta's situation. I think Andy Reid puts him in a really good spot. I mean, he's resurrected Shady McCoy's running back career, and Shady McCoy was a running back showing signs of failing, but you know, he started last week and looked good. Andy Reid is just an awesome coach, man. And I mentioned it before on the show. If we could have any coach, I would say if Andy Reid could come to Atlanta, man, that'd be awesome. But that's probably not going to happen. But I did mention that on the show before.
Has Andy won the big dance yet?
No.
See?
Well, nope.
I don't want him. I'm looking to win the big dance, man.
But if Andy Reid ever got to one with the team he has now, he'll probably win it. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I was going to go. I thought about Mahomes, but then I also thought about Russell Wilson.
Well, has any coach gone to the big game and pulled it off consistently other than Bill Belichick?
No, they don't have to be consistent as long as you've been there and won it.
I mean, Ron Rivera went to the Super Bowl.
He didn't win it
a few years ago.
He didn't win it.
We didn't win. We went to a Super Bowl. We didn't win it.
Last time he went to Super Bowl and won the damn thing, he was a Bear. So
right. All right. Let me throw my fantasy out there. I was gonna go. I said Mahomes, but I didn't do him. I thought about Russell Wilson, but I'm gonna go with Jackson. And.
What?
I was not for the whole Vic. I mean, Michael Vick.
You saw that Monday Night Football game, right?
Yeah, but no, he's awesome. I watched him in Louisville, man. And you know, I liked him since Louisville. But I don't compare him to Michael Vick. But I don't want him for that reason. But I wouldn't mind having a Jackson jersey. So that would be the only reason why I'd pick Lamar Jackson is a Jackson jersey. So that's my selfish.
Well, if that was the case, then I would go with in Russell Wilson. I'd have a Wilson jersey.
Hey, you know, I'm saying you pick it for your own reason. So yeah,
I wouldn't go with anyone because nobody with the last name Banks has won a damn Super Bowl.
Is there any player named Banks, man, that has a jersey?
Yeah, the Banks that we signed that had just got out of prison.
Oh, Brian Banks.
Brian Banks. Yeah.
CQ, you missed your shot to have a Banks jersey, and that should be in a Falcons jersey at that. See, you missed.
But you have a movie coming out of here. He has a movie.
He does. I'd rather have a Cosby jersey.
All right. Are you listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast?
All right. Was like, we got to move on quickly before Q expands. But go ahead.
No, you can expand all you want to.
No, we're good.
All right. Everybody knows. Let's go.
Yeah, I could have a Kelly jersey. Can I get a Kelly jersey?
Who's Kelly?
R. Kelly fool?
No.
I'm surprised Hoop don't have a Hooper jersey.
I know. Does he, Q?
Nah, he's cheap.
All right, y'all want to go around the league?
Let's go around the league.
Around the league. All right. We can talk about some games. New England looked like, and they're starting to fall, just like Alabama.
They lost one game. Give me a break.
They didn't lose more one game. They've lost what? At least two. Possibly.
Yeah, they lost to LSU and they lost to Auburn.
No, I'm talking about New England.
New England Patriots.
They're 10-2 right now. They lost to Deshaun Watson and they lost to Jackson.
Those
losses were so far apart. There's nothing to worry about.
No.
If they were back to back or something.
The thing is, now they lost home field advantage. They lost home field advantage because if it comes down to a tie and between them and the Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens will get home field because they beat them.
Yep.
So that's going to be a problem if they have to travel now in the playoffs, because before they didn't have nothing to worry about. They've always had home field advantage and just sat.
I'm not worried about Belichick having to go win a game on the road.
Rock, you know his girlfriend lives in my neighborhood, right?
Say what?
You know his girlfriend lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah. You talked about that.
A couple. She posted a picture today that Chelsea sent me. I'll send it to y'all. Of their dog in the snow up there in New England. My wife sent it to me. I like that guy, man. I like Bill Belichick. I can't help it. I like him better than Dan Quinn.
Well, yeah, because he's a winner.
He's a winner. I know.
You like Saban?
I gained some respect for Saban over the weekend when he was playing against Auburn. And I don't know if you guys watched that game, but Auburn had a chance to kick a field goal going into the halftime. So they actually ended up winning the game for him. But they never should have that chance to kick the field goal because the referees called a timeout to do a review with 1 second left in the clock. Auburn was able to line up, snap the ball on the ref's whistle, and kick a field goal that they made, and they ended up winning the game. But Saban flipped out on the sideline. I mean, he flipped out on the referees. And when he flipped out on the referees, I was
dramatic.
Like, yo, that's dramatic. You saw it? Yeah, I mean, I was like, that's the kind of coach I want. Somebody that is not afraid to flip out on a referee.
He just flips out because he doesn't want to lose.
But he made a good point, though. I mean, he lost that game based on a technicality, man.
That game should have gone to overtime.
Well, cry me a river. Who doesn't? You know what I mean? Who doesn't? All right. Well, let's go to the Ravens, man. The Ravens are doing things, man. Lamar has gotten rid of your boy, Q. Flacco. That is over. And there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Lamar Jackson.
Who now becomes the fastest player on Madden ever.
Yes.
With a 96 overall. So he beat out Vic, who had the 95.
And I also heard that he's about to beat Vic in stats as well as rushing.
Single season rushing record. He's probably going to break it. Not this week, but next week. With four games left, he's probably going to break it 2 weeks from now.
Well, that poses another question. I hate to go into this because I just hate it. But do you think if Vic was playing in the league the way it is now, he would have gone a lot better for the Falcons?
Vic would have had a 2,000-yard fucking season. Vic would have had a 2,000-yard season, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He'd have been the only quarterback in history to throw for 3,000 and run for two.
Yeah, Mike's only thing was, you know, I don't know if he was too busy with the dog fighting or whatever was going on. I don't want to put that out there on Mike, but I think Mike wasn't really focused on being a quarterback. You know, a lot of the players, especially if you watch Mike Vick's NFL, you know what they call it, NFL life. Mike was busy. He was not the first guy to show up for practice, and he was always the first guy to leave. I mean, it wasn't until he got with Andy Reid, another coach we've been talking about this year. But it wasn't until he got with Andy Reid that he really started, like, you know, figuring out the game or whatever. But he made a joke on, he's on NFL on Fox, I think it is.
Yeah,
NFL. And he made a joke and he said, you know, if Jim Mora were to put a $100 million check in my playbook, I never would have found it because I wasn't looking at that fucking playbook.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, damn, that says a lot right there about Michael Vick and his mentality when he was in Atlanta versus his mentality when he went out there and had resurrected his career in Philly.
But that's what happens with a lot of players. They think because they made it to the league that the hard work is over.
Right.
But, you know, they start to take it easy. Nick Beasley. If you don't put in the commitment in this league, you're not going to last.
That is
true. It's just twice as hard once you get there. So, you know, had he known that while he was still in Atlanta, I don't think he would have did what he did, and he would have still been playing for the Falcons, and he was to win a championship. I think we still had he won. He wins a championship, at least two.
Yep, that's why this city does not need a black quarterback. I'm just saying. That's why.
No. If our black quarterback was Lamar Jackson, even though he looks like that dude that's dating the Kardashian, he looks like that rapper Travis Scott or whatever. He looks off the chain with them Matty. Okay. I'm like, man, come on now, cut it like Julio did.
I thought you were gonna go worse than that, Q. That was pretty tame. Okay.
No, I'm gonna be tame, man. But he looks a little crazy, man. He looks a little crazy, man. Does look like Travis Scott. But
Lamar's a real stand up. He's a real stand up guy. I heard a story about him that him and one of his co-players or whatever, they went to, while he was with the Ravens, I think they drove to New York for something, and Lamar had to come back, and his boy got kind of separated from him, and so Lamar went back to Baltimore for some sort of banquet or something he had to do, but as soon as that was over, he drove all the way back to pick up his boy, because he told him that he would get him. Most guys would have just like, dude, you know, get on the bus, take a flight. He went back to pick him up because he told him, you know, he said, yeah, I got you. So he's a pretty stand-up guy. I've heard nothing but good things about Lamar.
No. I've never heard anything bad about Lamar. I mean, other than his hairstyle, which I think doesn't have anything to do with anything. It doesn't separate him from, you know, it doesn't separate him from being a good football player. I just think the look, you know, I think he could just cut it low like a Julio or like Mike Vick did after that dog fight and just look a little differently. But it's okay to be different. Yeah. And it's okay to have your own style. And I like Lamar.
That's the thing. The thing about the difference between Lamar and Vic at this point in their career is that Lamar is focused in on trying to win games and to get better. Right. You know, Vic was just into the flash. I mean, you know, he had a commercial and he was just into living the life.
Right. Exactly.
But I do wish Lamar would get down sooner sometimes. I think his body's going to take a beating. And I think overall, he might beat Michael Vick's single season record in rushing. But overall yards, I think he's going to take such a beating, he'll never get to that point.
Yeah.
But
I think Lamar, if he doesn't start getting out of bounds and getting down, he probably going to have maybe a 4 to 5 year career in this league.
Yeah,
I agree. I totally agree.
It's going
and he's
to
a much better player than that.
It's if he keeps doing that, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of time before it happens. But all right.
But I got to say, though, I like that brother. He's doing good things. He's snapping. I seen him throw some sidearm balls in the games. Man, I'm telling you what. When I woke up on Sunday morning and I looked at my DirecTV, I looked at the guide and I said, what games we get in Atlanta? I was not playing. What games we get in Atlanta? And I saw we were getting 49ers Baltimore. I was super excited because I was like, not only are we playing a really good, not only is he playing a really good 49ers team, but, you know, I wanted to see what Lamar could do against them because I saw him go off on Monday night.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, okay, you went off on Monday night. Show me what you can do. Show me what you can do against this 49ers team. And it was a close game. It was rainy. The ball got stripped out a couple of times. It is what it is. But he looked good, man. And I think that brother's MVP.
Now that I think about it, I'm going to change my pick. From to Deshaun Watson.
For what?
I would rather
Watson. I thought you were gonna go Lamar Jackson.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick, Aries.
I like Deshaun because in watching him, he has the skill set. He has the knowledge, and he knows how to not take a hit already.
Well, he's thinking longevity.
He's taking some hits, but not like Lamar has. But
were you talking about this season or
longevity?
This season or the longevity? Okay, I got you. Yeah. Longevity. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Deshaun's taking.
You're probably right about that. Lamar takes some hits. He runs like a running back, and he's a quarterback. He needs to chill out.
Well, Deshaun has already taken a hit that put him out early in the season. I think that was last year. But
that was because his offensive line failed him.
Yeah,
but it wasn't because he ran.
Well, even when he was in college, man, he took a bad hit. But he, you know, when he was playing against, I guess it was against Alabama, and he took a bad hit then. But you know, I'm with you though with Deshaun. I like Deshaun. All right, you listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast. Before we wrap it up, I want to ask you guys one thing before we go to our predictions. Okay, we're not making a playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
We'll talk about playoffs.
We've already been knocked out.
Yeah, we're done. It's over for us. We have a block of games to go. So that being said, going for the Super Bowl, who y'all want? Who y'all gonna root for, if anybody?
Rooting? I ain't rooting for a damn person. I want to see anybody but New England. That's what I want to see. If New England's in this Super Bowl, I'm not watching it.
All right. You said that earlier too, so I believe you.
Yeah.
What about you, Q?
Well, I mean, everybody knows I've never held any quipes about the Patriots. So if the Patriots go, you know, I'm also going to watch it. I love to see them get 6, just the same way I love to see Jordan get 5.
They already got 6.
No, I think they got five. They got six or five.
No, they got six. They got six already. They're going for seven.
Well, I'd love to see the Patriots get one more.
Hell no, you're tripping.
Yeah, I'd love to see. I mean, you know, if you can come in, if you can come in, you can dominate every year just like Jordan did. You know.
Well, I'm going for Baltimore because I think I'm jumping on the Lamar bandwagon. I thought about Francisco. I think your boy Toby Dees is rooting for San Francisco now, but I think I'm gonna go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to finish rambling. But anyways, long story short, if I could have finished rambling, I would have eventually got to the fact that I want to see Lamar Jackson get a Super Bowl with Baltimore. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And in order for them to do it, they gotta beat the Patriots. So.
And they've done it once.
So can they do it twice? That's going to be the true measure of Bill Belichick shutting down Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So there's all kind of things that have to be played out. All the drama in the NFL that we love so much. Can Belichick shut down Baltimore? And Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Mark Ingram would still have a career right now? I mean, Mark Ingram is on the, you know, he's not a young buck anymore.
Mark Ingram was the perfect player for the Baltimore to get because that he's a vet. So he's not going to want the ball every damn play. He wants to win. Lamar wants to win. I mean,
Ingram
wants to win. So whatever he can do to help the team out is what he'll do. And he was the perfect fit.
Right. Well, I can't wait for the Saints to blow it again in the playoffs. That's what I'm looking forward to as well.
I have no gripes with him because he's not a Saint anymore. He's not a Saint anymore, so I don't care.
Now, you want to see that, though. I know you want to see them lose it again in the playoffs, though, like they've been doing for the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I want to see the Saints blow it again.
Yeah.
There's so much drama left.
That San Francisco Saints game this weekend, oh, it's going to be epic.
Yeah.
That's the game of the weekend right there. I cannot wait to see that one, just like I couldn't wait to see Baltimore against the 49ers. I can't wait to see that game. But here's the thing that's going to play out. I mean, there's so much drama. We want to see how Seattle finishes because Seattle's looking good. We want to see how Seattle finishes. We want to see how Baltimore finishes. We want to see how the Patriots finish.
Well,
I mean, there's just so much drama.
You want to see that? I don't. I care less about New England.
I mean, you can care less, but I mean, it's going to be a part of your life anyways. I mean, you're a football fan that talks football with us every week, so I mean, it's going to be a part of your life anyways. So we gotta watch these games that we don't necessarily want to see, but just
if
to
see I turn how on finish. And New England's playing, I turn it off. I don't want to see New England at all. The only time I watch New England is when they're losing, and that was a game they played against the Texans. I was enjoying that game. That was nice.
Harry's getting stopped.
You know what?
Smiling and laughing.
You know what game I enjoyed over the week?
I enjoyed watching them Cowboys do some Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills ain't soft. I agree. After watching that game, they're not a pushover. They came into the league. I think they were like 3-0, 3 or 4-0. Then they started to lose a few games, but they're not a pushover team anymore. So
right.
It's going to be interesting to see that whole side of the division work itself out.
All right, fellas, let's start wrapping this up.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's do our predictions real fast. Atlanta, Carolina, who do you got?
Saints lose. Oh, Atlanta, Carolina, I'm sorry. Yeah. I pick San Francisco. Shit, wrong game.
Wrong game again, man. Falcons, Panthers.
No, all right, now I'm hoping that Atlanta wins. I really am. At this point, but it kind of ruins our draft choices. So I'm still hoping that the Falcons win. But if not, you know, it's hey, Sarah.
What about you, Q?
I'm going to take the Falcons to lose. And as far as the Saints go, Aries, you know, if somebody from our division wins the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be disappointed with that.
I will.
I would kind of be disappointed with just the Saints, but you know.
That's crazy. I don't want to see nobody from our division unless it's us win a Super Bowl. Point blank, period.
I just like the fact of saying, yeah, we don't have a choice, but I just like the fact of saying, you know, our division won the Super Bowl, you know, and just being able to tout that. I think the NFC South is the toughest division in football, because I honestly think that. I mean, look at the Patriots, look at their division. Miami, you know, it's a cakewalk. Well, yeah, it's a cakewalk. So, you know, if you can win the NFC South and then win a Super Bowl, hey,
right,
you deserve it. You deserve it. Go ahead, Rock.
All right, we got to wrap this up, fellas. You know, I'm going with the Birds, and I'm, you know, no coach, no Cam. I think we can do it. So I'm going with the Birds. And I know what all y'all are saying out there. I can read you. I can see you. You always pick the Birds, Rob. Damn right. All right.
I told y'all in the text line, if y'all saw it, but I got a boy who's a Panthers fan, and he's more than welcome to get on the show. He's an excellent actor. So.
All right. Well,
he was one of the best.
All right.
Next Tuesday.
Hook it up and have him reach out, then we'll have him on.
All right, but I will link you guys to his Twitter.
Okay,
and then you can talk to him from there.
Okay, no problem. All right, I want to thank everybody for checking us out. We're back at it. We got four more games to go, so hang in there, and don't forget to check us out on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. Check us out on Armchair All American. Make sure you go there and check us out, because that counts for us as far as downloads. And check us out on SoundCloud. And hit us up at 770-2680. No, that's the wrong one. 404-919-8683 with your text messages. And Maurice and Angela will talk to you. We'll see y'all.
Yes. More recently. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to like this. If I can get that Panther vidmaker on here, they're going to like the episode, because he's well known inside the Panther community. So.
All right. That's cool. And the thing is, and if we lose to the Panthers, I think Maurice, well, he said he'll be more than happy to call into the show.
Great.
We need JP too. Don't forget about JP.
No, we don't need him. This is for real fans, okay?
No. We will bury JP. Have JP on. It'll be fun.
All right, guys. If that is it, I will see y'all next week.
See you, guys. See you, Ron.
See ya.
Peace.
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.